At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy birthday to Rage.
Thanks, Dave.
Happy birthday to Ricky Horton, her birthday twin.
Birthday twins.
It's kind of cool. You were born on Ricky's birthday, like his 32nd birthday or something.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I remembered this. I knew this in the past, and then I kind of forgot about it. But yesterday during Ricky's segment, I just Googled him just to see his Wikipedia, because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll think of a question to ask him from this. And then I'm like, July 30th, birthday twin.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of Leos over here.
I don't know much about that stuff.
I don't either. I just know I'm a Leo.
Astrology?
I know that I'm a jerk, and that's about it. Like... Mm-hmm. Virgos are typically either angelic or just the worst.
Isn't that every sign, though?
I don't know. I've only looked at mine because I'm a jerk.
It's always so discouraging when people are like, oh, he's a Sagittarius. You know what that means. And I'm like, yeah, I totally know what that
totally
means.
Don't
Who doesn't know that?
I have no clue what you are talking about. And I don't even know what dates that falls on. I think that's like December-ish. Maybe.
Wheels update. He is in North Carolina, packing up, combating giant yellow and black spiders. And he will move his daughter today. He'll drive tomorrow. He'll be back on the show Friday. I'll just sort of hand it off to him because I'm off Friday. Then I'm off next week for Florida. So, yeah, our buddy Janelle is here hanging out for the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
At 1:15, we're going to do something that's kind of fun. I love when the newsroom gets all jacked up, and they're all jacked up right now because of Sam Page. And so at 1:15, we will have pretty much the whole newsroom. We'll have Michael and Maria, and then Sean will be on the phone because he is trying to chase Sam Page down right now. Wouldn't it be great if we got him right in the act?
Yes.
Well,
that's
don't tell
what I'm
him that
for.
He's trying to chase him down. If he hears it on KMOX.
Oh, Sam's not listening to the show.
I don't know if that's true.
He's got bigger fish to fry.
You better watch out.
He's a total DGS head. He listens every day.
So, I guess a couple days ago, the Missouri Highway Patrol showed up at his office and confiscated his phone. Am I the only one thinking, like, if that happened to me, a crime is the least of my worries?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going, here you go, officer. And then I'm being released and driving away, and I'm going straight to Mexico. Not turning around.
Yeah.
My life is over.
Like, how was he? Like, he was super calm.
He was super calm. He was fine. It's just he was last seen in Brazil.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to...
Far from extradition laws.
So Brad Young was on the Chris and Amy show on my drive-in today talking about this. And apparently if your phone is confiscated by the police, you don't have to provide your passcode. So if you have a password protected code, they can't force you to give...
I was wondering about that.
Because he said that would be like forced speech.
Yes.
So you don't have to do it. But he also brought up the fact that Sam Page is kind of in between a rock and a hard place with that, because if he does refuse to give the passcode, that looks bad in and of itself. So,
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, we're going to have the whole news crew on and they'll tell us everything that there is to know about this case. But let me just talk out of my ass for a second. I mean, it seems like the kind of thing that either you did or you didn't.
Sure.
With this, it's not like I heard. It's like, no, you did this and then you did this. And I loved his quote last night at the county council where he said, I can't believe anybody did anything wrong. Well, you got a mouse in your pocket there, Chief. I mean, we're not talking about everybody.
So is it a personal phone, I guess, or is he like a government issued phone?
It's a good question. Not sure.
Because then, like,
the phone thing is interesting. That was a huge story a couple of years ago because the FBI, like on a federal level, is trying to make it so that Apple has to provide them with the ability to crack into phones.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple is refusing. And I believe they won that case, that Apple still has refused.
Yeah,
because
what I was wondering when you were talking about the password was, I don't think that's an automatic thing. I think Apple was refusing to do that.
Apple says, we're not going to help you get into. And as I understand it, the federal people haven't ever really been able to crack it on like a regular basis. Apple phones are pretty secure.
I need to go home and clean my phone out. Just, you know.
Oh, don't worry. There's the cloud, so you can't ever actually get away with anything.
Yeah, all that stuff is like backed up somewhere, you know. And it's somewhere so vague that there's like no hope of any of us ever actually realizing where it is to be able to clean it out. It's great.
I'm not a stupid person, but I know how stupid people feel because I'm stupid in areas.
Oh,
like when I went to get my new phone. And I'm like, how do me pictures show up? And they're like, oh, we could tell you, but you wouldn't understand. I'm like, me fine. Like, you know what I mean? You're just like, I couldn't be more in the dark about things.
And
like
I love
that.
To think that he has like a picture on his phone that has like, you know, him like signing something bad. You know, it's like he has explicit proof of him doing wrong.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Somebody taking a picture of him writing a check for.
No, half the stuff that I would be under suspicion for is show prep. Like, I take pictures. Like, my number one way of note-taking is taking pictures. So I'll just screenshot something. I'm like, oh, that's kind of effed up. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. And then nine times out of 10, I forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years ago, I have horse hospice. And people are like, why does he have 50 photos of toddlers boxing, you know, it's like,
FBI is going through your iCloud.
Yeah, you think of like something for show prep, and so you say, Siri, remind me in 10 minutes, remove head from body, how to get away with murder, and never get caught.
I remember when I first started using notes, I was thinking in my existential way, like, wow, everyone dies. Like, we all just, that's the one thing we all have in common, everyone dies. And so I said, Siri, at 8 a.m., remind me everyone dies. And then I was like, oh, that's probably not great.
FBI's like, what?
I wonder if there are things you could say to your phone that someone would hear.
Oh, I would. I bet. I don't want to know what they are. I would imagine it's, I don't know because I'm like, the joke is always around, you know, like at home is like, I'm going to say this, but I hope my phone isn't listening. And you'll say something about someone or, you know.
Yeah.
You want to say political figures?
Dave says, after we're all long dead, someone will crack the cloud and our descendants will be able to see everything. Genealogy will get really interesting. Yeah. My whole thing with that
I'm good.
Is like if everyone knew everything about everyone, I'm okay. Because I'll be interesting to you.
But in the middle.
But I'll be in the middle. Yeah.
Right.
Like, like with most things, like when people are going to a wedding and they're worried that they're too fat, you're not because no one cares.
Right.
They only care about their own fat ass.
Sure.
So it's like the same kind of thing. If suddenly everyone knew everything about everyone, you're just worried about yourself.
Yeah, because, you would hope that people like, you know, cannibals would be like on that farther and like nothing I've done is, you know, I haven't sauteed anybody.
Interesting that you went to cannibals.
Well, you know.
Is that your outer parameter of badness?
Well, no. I mean, I'm a lot. I was going to say something that probably would offend a huge political base, but I'm not going to touch that right now.
Wow,
I'm not
He's
as far
leave
as,
it at cannibals.
I'm not as far as what, you know, some people
cannibals
are right now.
Cannibals were just a part of my childhood. Like Bugs Bunny.
And quicksand.
Sure. Bugs Bunny being in the big cauldron and, you know, someone putting carrots and peas in with him. And you're just like, oh, I guess that's going to happen at some point. Either going to die that way or quicksand.
Yeah.
Not sure which one that's going to be.
Well, I mean, that and we did have Jeffrey Dahmer. So, I mean, it's...
And then on the other side of things, you ever just think, like, what if we're all just cool?
What do you mean?
Just, like, no one stole anything. No one punched anybody. Like, what if there's a planet where everyone's just cool? And they came here, they're like, what a bunch of a-holes. Oh, my God.
That's why the aliens haven't visited this
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. Yeah, what if this is like a prison planet for souls or something?
We're in the trailer park of the galaxy.
Right.
They're just like, no.
Do not step at Earth. Step at Earth.
It's quicksand. They're the quicksand of the galaxy.
I almost made a Uranus joke that I thought that was beneath me, so...
Is it beneath you?
No.
Is it just too early?
I just didn't have a good Uranus joke.
I was like, just now? Just today?
So what's the rest of your birthday?
You know, I've been saying all day, like, it's a Wednesday. I'm turning 34. Like, it's a pretty, like, it's not a milestone in any way. I appreciate everyone who has made my birthday special so far. It's been very wonderful. Dave brought a cake. Andrew brought cupcakes. We had a nice lunch together in the break room and... I might be doing some tennis tonight,
nice.
But I'm not 100%. It's just so hot. I'm going to kind of
make... What do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly. It's after work, we'll kind of see how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be a very chill day.
Yeah.
Which is what I wanted. I really didn't like want anything this year at all. I'm in a really weird place when it comes to material things. That if you gave me like a $100 Visa gift card right now and were like, you have to spend this by the end of the day, I'd be like, I'm not really sure what to get.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm just pretty content with all the stuff I have, and I don't really need to expand out beyond that right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Kelly went through a thing like that.
Really?
He's all about not having stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, because it's like stuff doesn't make me feel happy. It might make me feel happy for like if I get an Amazon package or something, I'm like, ooh, and I feel good for the 30 yeah. seconds I'm opening it. But then it's like, all right, well, you know, I still have to deal with real life. I would rather just focus on making my real life a little bit better than like filling the gap with stuff like that.
When you're like me, you like the pursuit of stuff. Like when you're into things, like on eBay, like when I pick out a new ball glove or whatever it happens to be, like just... watching the tracking and, oh, it's going to be here next week. It's going to be here today. It's here. Rah! And then once it's here, you're like, oh, I didn't need that.
See, I feel really lucky because, okay, first Labubu mention of the day.
Yes.
1:17 p.m.
Not the last.
That's what I would get if you gave me $100.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what like, I was thinking. I was like, I'd get Labubus.
I feel very fortunate because like I like the Labubus. I like looking at them on the internet and stuff, but I don't need one to like physically hold and have as my own. Like
that could be the strangest sentence you've ever said.
I'm totally fine. Wow. Just looking at the Labubus online.
Rachel has a different perception of Labubus, perhaps, than the rest of us.
Right. I mean, who doesn't just stare at them all day?
But who doesn't feel the need to have one and hold as my own?
Against my warm breast.
That's her line.
That's too far.
Right. Looking at them is fine. Touching them, not good.
I just need to look at them a lot.
I do not need to share a heartbeat with the Labubu. I can just stare at them.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to have the news crew in to tell us everything going on with Sam Page. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of the cool things about KMOX is the newsroom, and one of the only real newsrooms left in the country, and they do a great job. They're all good friends of ours, and on days like today when you have big news, Sam Page being indicted, we like to bring them in and talk all the way through the topic. We have Maria Kina, who, by the way, you're just everywhere lately.
Yes,
I was listening this morning. It's like, Maria Kina, Maria Kina, Maria Kina. So congratulations. Michael Calhoun, our chief anchor, who you hear all the time, and then Sean Malone is in Clay looking for Dr. Page. Hello, Sean. Let's go to you first.
Yeah, I actually did get County Executive Sam Page earlier this morning. So if you missed it in the newscast, I tried to ask him a question about the subpoena. This is about an hour before the indictment was announced.
Yeah, in that audio, the county executive basically says to Sean, call my attorney.
Ah.
I'm not saying anything.
Which I did call him multiple times, sent him a text, haven't heard anything yet. Not sure if you've got it pulled up and ready, but I also have an exchange from April, shortly before the vote on Proposition B, when I asked him if he thought it was fair that the county taxpayers paid for this piece of mail that now has him in legal trouble, considering how partisan it was written. And he essentially said that he felt like it was their duty to send this out because the language on the ballot itself, he felt, was unfair. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if County Executive Page says anything, whether his attorney gets back to us and says anything. This is a quickly developing story here.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Let us know if anything happens. Maria, walk us through the timeline here.
Well, this goes back to the April election, and it was Proposition B. There's a lot of controversy about it. It was given the St. Louis County Council more authority to be able to fire or terminate department heads. Mm-hmm. It ran into a lot of opposition from the county executive. He said that this was overreach. He also made claims that they would be able to fire the police chief, which there was a lot of controversy about that. That wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. And voters went to the poll and pretty overwhelmingly said no. They did not want Prop B to pass. Mm-hmm. So, but the county council all along said this isn't right. And even when you covered county council meetings, they would bring up the issue that you cannot be, to the county executive, you cannot be promoting this one way or the other. And he was sending campaign people out to events who would speak against Prop B. And I believe he had called it an ugly bill, ugly being the operative word there. So it did go ahead and fail, and now here we are today, and the indictment has come through. Last night at the county council meeting, they said a lot of people didn't know if Dr. Page would actually speak or not. He did speak, and this is exactly what he said. This was his entire statement.
I have turned over my cell phone. My attorney will be Jeff Jensen, paid for with personal funds. I can't imagine that anyone has done anything wrong. I will cooperate fully with the investigation. And then I'll also be focused on the good work that we're doing for the county. And as you just heard, there's much work ahead.
That was his whole statement. And then he left early.
That's one of my favorite statements of all time. I can't imagine anyone's done anything wrong. It's like, well, we're not talking about anybody.
Right.
We're talking about you.
Yeah. And he, you know, the council was very upset that he didn't stick around to take questions.
Sure.
And so he left. I had asked his press person. He said, well, he had another engagement. He had to be out of here by 7:30.
Yeah, he got a phone call on his phone that the police have. So, Michael, this is all very reminiscent. We've done this before, it seems.
Yeah, actually, when I was looking for a photo for the story on KMOX.com, I went back into my archives from when I covered County Council Tuesday nights and went to the meeting after Steve Stenger had resigned after those federal charges. And his colleagues chose Sam Page to take over as county executive. So it's interesting. The photo on the website is of Sam Page holding a broom surrounded by the rest of the county council saying, I'm taking over and I'm going to clean up this place. Whoa. Hence the broom.
Always be careful about using visual aids. That doesn't come back and bite you in the butt. Anyone knows what that noise is?
I think it's the Windows chime from our news edit PC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's they're coming across with alerts, and we haven't figured out how to turn that down.
Okay, well, it's a busy day out there.
It is.
Michael, what else do you know, or what do you... I know that you're not a vibe guy, you're a newsman, but what are you vibing? What are you feeling here?
Well, you know, this is, as Maria had said, this has been percolating with the allegations from the council members. It's not been a smooth ride for years in the St. Louis County Council. At this point, the county executive has one reliable ally on the council, Lisa Clancy. It's adversarial with just about everybody else there. And so there's been this back and forth on all sorts of issues. We talked about animal care and control, for instance.
Correct.
One of the more recent ones. And so, you know, things begin to heat up when you hear about Missouri State Highway Patrol troopers not only going into the county building, but requesting the county executive's cell phone. That was 2 days ago. So this moved very quickly.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is different than the Stenger situation because we're looking at state charges, the attorney general versus the U.S. attorney and federal charges. But it is interesting when we think about political scandals in St. Louis regional history. This is not exactly the same, but Jeff Smith in the congressional race, it involved a political mailer.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, it was saying, you know, who was behind a mailer that was kind of opaque, whereas this is who paid for the mailer. So the details are a little different, but there's a reason why you see the paid for at the bottom. And that's so important because these are serious issues, as Jeff Smith can talk about. And as Sam Page, his attorney, Jeff Jensen, is a former U.S. attorney. So he's taking this seriously.
Thank you, guys. Welcome back, guys.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DJS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. Is Wheels going to join us at 2 p.m.?
He is thinking that should be fine.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, maybe just make it fine, but...
Well, he also is on vacation, so if he can't join...
Yeah.
Not the end of the world.
I don't know.
Let's not guilt him too hard if he can't call in.
I will guilt him.
Yeah, he's like moving his daughter physically in 100 degrees down there. Like, you stop and you do the show with us.
He said he wanted a break.
Okay.
We're just trying to give him what he wants.
Fine, fine, fine. So he will be back on the air on Friday. Mm-hmm. So it just sounds like hell. It just sounds terrible.
The driving?
All of it.
Yeah, and the moving. Yeah, the moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think his daughter procrastinated, and that's why he had to go. And having one of those, I know that I would be pissed, and I would be in North Carolina, so I can't throw any stones at this one.
Yeah, it's at that time of year, too, you know, because I think my girls go back in a couple weeks. And originally, one started school 1 week, or 1 week, and the next one started school the next week. But they both decided to move back the same weekend. So, you know, I mean, good for us.
Yeah, Phoebe moves into her first house this year. So she has a house with three other girls. It's a block from her bar, the one that she goes to all the time, which is, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. Right. She'll probably be there more, but she won't have to worry about Ubers or, you know, walking too far. So,
yeah, our youngest moves into an apartment, her first apartment, like it's with not in the residential house, but an apartment off campus this year. So,
wow.
Yeah, she's been a lot of Facebook Marketplace furniture and things have been showing up in the house. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
We're doing that thing where we have four families, four girls, and everyone's like, I have a TV. Well, I have a rug. Well, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like everyone's being like super nice, pushy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the moms are. The dads are just like, you know.
We'll have to move it.
Yeah. It's like, whatever.
Yeah. It's all, we're all moving the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So Janelle is our movie reviewer, and you saw Naked Gun.
I did.
I'm invested because that is my era. That is my wheelhouse.
Okay.
Before we get into the movie itself, because I had written this down knowing you were coming in.
Okay.
I talk about this kind of stuff all the time, that this the times we're living in now feel darker and more serious and less fun. Is that true when it comes to movies, or am I just not going to see the comedies that come out?
No, I think people were really looking forward to this movie because everybody wanted to see how they would handle comedy in 2025. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been, The Friendship did come out earlier, but it's a different kind of comedy. It's cringe comedy, which I enjoy. I love the awkward stuff. I like the uncomfortable, make you squirm kind of comedy. This is the old school slapstick. And we kind of really haven't had anything like that in a while. So everybody's kind of interested in how this movie's going to do because everybody always likes to claim comedy is dead now. So, yeah, no, I mean, you're not wrong. I think movies are more serious, more grounded. There's not a lot of, I can't think of the last, like, Will Ferrell type, you know, Blades of Glory
it's
type
like when
of movie.
When I think movies, just general movies, I'm not trying to do this, but I just think, oh, it's either horror or
drama. Right. Or a superhero movie.
Or superhero movies.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, superhero movies have had their comedic, you know, parts in them. And that even then, that got to be kind of a criticism of them is that they were leaning way too much into the comedy and not the grounded reality of, you know, just life. So, yeah, no, this movie was definitely like everybody in the theater, you could kind of see like critics were like, what are we in for? Like, are we getting, you know, you say we're going to laugh, but are we going to laugh?
And you wonder what younger people who like my generation had a lot of slapstick, everything from the Three Stooges to Benny Hill, cartoons, your generation and Wheelers had Jackass, things like that. But I'm not sure what Gen Z and Gen Alpha have had because I don't. I don't watch that stuff.
YouTubers, right?
Yeah, and then, I mean, just internet memes and internet humor in general is, I mean, I think pretty darn silly and pointless a lot of the time. I think comedy in general does skew more towards, like, the less sense it makes, the funnier it can be. Has that necessarily, like, materialized into a film that I can point to and be like, this is the Gen Z comedy movie? No, but I think they are still, like, picking up on that same sense of humor.
So yeah. how does it deliver?
It's like, in my opinion, because I'm not a slap, like, I did like slapstick for the time. Like, growing up, yes, Spaceballs, Airplane, Three Amigos. I did enjoy all that. This felt like a cover band version of Naked Gun, which, you know, kind it is. I mean, he's playing Frank Drebin's son in this. So I think the chemistry, obviously, between them is really good. They're apparently dating now. So it's pretty good between them. It is just joke after joke after joke. I mean, right, they're not going to be focused heavily on the plot. Obviously, it's a Naked Gun movie. There is somewhat of a plot there, but it is constantly watching the background for, you know, a gag joke, or this, it's just a line after line kind of delivery. The audience seemed to love it. Everybody was just laughing hysterically around me. So I began to think something was wrong with me. But I mean, and there were a couple times that I snorted, you know, there were a couple lines that were, you know, that were good and they were timely. They have one about Bill Cosby, you know, and there were a few. It's just I didn't find myself, like, there were people like, my jaws were hurting when I left, and I thought, okay, maybe was I tired?
Right.
I don't know.
How's Liam?
He's good. I mean, I think if anybody ever saw the clip of him reading the Santa thing, the night before Christmas, he sees you when he's sleeping. There's a skit. He's clearly capable of comedy, and much like Leslie Nielsen for when they pulled him for Airplane, as he was, you know, serious actor who then they threw into like a deadpan comedy and he blows up from that. I think he's what, 73?
Sounds right.
Let him do it. He's not going to do it. I mean, he probably is still doing Taken movies and probably going to keep doing it, but he seemed to have a good time. He's a good actor. I mean, we're talking about the guy from Schindler's List. I mean, obviously, it isn't like he's a terrible actor. It's he just went into a new genre and this is what he's doing. So
I forgot about the Schindler's List thing. I really did.
Right?
He's just Taken, you know?
Right, yeah.
Tough guy.
We were sitting in the movie and we were like, oh, you know, he hasn't been in, you know, like you were thinking Taken and everything. You're like, you know, he's been in Rob Roy, Michael Collins, like the Michael Collins, the Irish revolutionary. Yeah. And then you're like Schindler's List, and then he's been in Star Wars, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, Liam has pretty diverse, you know, library out there. But I mean, it was okay. I just worry that we're focused so much on wanting our nostalgia fix that we're losing our creativity through that.
Yeah.
And well, I kind of felt like that watching Happy Gilmore too. Like,
yeah, tell me about that. I'm getting very mixed reactions from my friends.
I think if they would have cut out about 80% of the cameos and just kept it central to the golf pro cameos and like just kind of maybe the golf announcers, and like you would have cut out the Travis Kelce, Post Malone, Reggie Bush, Guy Fieri, those, if you would have cut out those cameos and just focused on the golf pros, and it has like two plot lines going on at the same time, like narrowed it down and maybe cut out about 30 minutes of the movie, you'd have had a pretty good movie. But it's 2 hours for a comedy is long.
Like, especially an Adam Sandler comedy.
Right. Naked Gun is Naked Gun is an hour and 25 minutes. It's perfect. Comedy can get a little too long. And that, if they just would have tightened it up, I feel like a little bit. It's just, like I said, the cameos, it got to the point where every time somebody would come on screen, I'd go, oh God, you know, like another
kind of exhausting
one. Yeah, you're just like this. You wonder how did he pay these people? And two, did he just put them in because there wasn't enough dialogue that actually made the movie? But I mean, if you enjoy, I think the golf pros, I think their scenes were actually probably the highlight of that movie.
Okay. Rach, I know you enjoyed it. Did you feel like the cameos were cheap?
Not all of them. I definitely agree about like Travis Kelce. And I know people are probably rolling their eyes hearing me say that because I've been like a Travis Kelce hater in the past. Well documented. Yeah. But like, he's just not funny. Like, he's not an actor. He doesn't have comedic timing. He's just the guy from the Chiefs, and like, yeah, there he is. There's Travis Kelce. But for him to try to do this like Channing Tatum, like that's kind of what it reminded me of. But it's like, but Channing Tatum is really good and actually really fun. Like,
right.
When he turned up in 21 Jump Street, it was like, oh, wow, this guy is funny.
Right.
I don't think Travis Kelce has that like X factor that's going to allow him to succeed in Hollywood, other than he'll get casted and stuff because of who he is, but not because. And then like Bad Bunny plays like the caddy for Adam, for Happy Gilmore. I just don't really like follow Bad Bunny at all. Again, he did an okay job, but he's not a comedic actor, so he didn't like bring something special to the role or like make me walk away smiling.
Yeah, he's
about
one
it.
Of them that I actually didn't mind, because I thought, yeah, he's going to need a caddy in the movie anyways. It was a lot of them where you would have like YouTubers in the scene or like influencers, and like I said, like Guy Fieri. Like, I didn't mind
that one was dumb.
Yeah, like I don't mind Kevin Nealon and Rob Schneider and I can't think of his name now with the weird face.
Steve Buscemi.
There you go. Like those I don't mind, because like they've all been in SNL, you know, and it's kind of they've all done movies together, and you see them together in movies. I don't mind that. And again, he had like he had his daughters and his wife in the movie. So it was like, what are we, you know, like, it just felt like a big kind of celebrity.
I gotcha. I know exactly the phrase you're thinking about. Yeah.
I was going to do hand motions, but I forgot we were on YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, you're just like, okay, you know, this is just an SNL skit that goes too long.
Yeah. Yeah. Quick break, right back. DGS.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.